Blog Talk Radio.
It's pregame radio, live from the planet of Brooklyn.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Brooklyn Black, and it is pregame radio for Saturday, March 5th, 2011. Look, it's just on. We already in March, but that's what's up. Brooklyn Black, we got ladies still in the building, and as you already know, we always start off with the throwback, so sit down, get comfy, get your drinks ready. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take you back real quick. And then we're going to come back and get into some things. And I know ladies still got some people that need their ass beat. So we're going to definitely get into all that. But right now, as always, pregame throwbacks. We'll be right back. You dig? Okay. Before I get into the next throwback, I just want to say who the caller who was on the line from a private number. We don't do private numbers here. We don't do the anonymouses. All right? Let us know who you're calling from because, you know, we want to not much show match the face to the voice, but at least know where this point of view is coming from, like whether you're coming from New York or down south, whatever. But if you want to stay anonymous, it's all well and good. But back to the throwback, Jared.
Sublime. It's enjoyable to know you and the concubine. Niggas, take off your coats. Ladies, act like gems. Sit down. Indian styles, we recite these hymns. See, lyrically, I'm Mario Andretti on the Momo. Ludicrously speedy or infectious with the slow-mo. Heard me in the 80s, JV's on the promo. Am I never in the quest to get the paper on the caper? But now, let me take it to the queen side. I'm taking it to Brooklyn side. All the residential questions to invade the air. Hold up one second, son, cause we almost there. You could be a black man and lose all your soul. You could be white and blue, but don't prep the road. See, my shit is universal if you got knowledge of solo or self myself. See, there's no one else who could drop it on the angle. Acute at that. So do that, do that, do that, that, that.
Come on.
Do that, do that, do that, that, that.
Yeah.
Do that, do that, do that, that, that. I'm bugging out, but let me get back cause I'm wetting niggas. So run and tell the others cause we all the brothers. I learned how to build mics in my workshop class. So give me the solo and let's not make it to last.
Yo, I gotta release it. What y'all wanna do? 'Cause you know we always come in through. Me and my
front of this eye. Getting money and everybody want it. Smoke my big, get myself over, fall on the floor, and I gotta call my S500 Iceberg 5. Where you at?
No need for alarm. Right now I'm cruising to the sounds of my enhanced alarm.
Hurry up, 5, and yo, you know it's about to get thick. I see this cap away behind my back, about to do a stick.
Tell me where you at, I will be there in 10 seconds flat. You know I got your back, I'll be there just in time to counteract.
Sometimes I might forget cool. My S5 bulletproof.
I turbo move
and blast right through the ceiling in the roof. Coming through, hitting you, knocking out a sucker too.
It's your boy Chase Baker, and every Friday night I'm locked in with Brooklyn Black and Tasha B on Pregame Radio. Feel me?
Yeah, we are live back Pregame Radio. Y'all already know what that is. I hope I took y'all back with some throwbacks. Tribe Called Quest, Biggie, Buster. Like, that's a nice little mix there. We'll come next week. But for those who don't know, it is the Pregame Radio Homecoming Extravaganza Part 2. We're getting it popping. Ladies still, Eb is in the building. How we doing tonight, ladies?
Hell, I'm very mellow.
Wow.
I've been
Eb,
drunk all day, that's why.
And how are you feeling today, Eb?
A little better. Much
that's
better.
That's what's up. But we're going to get some stuff tonight. Of course, our featured artist is H-Square, Prince Hood, and History. Brooklyn bred artists. They're dope. I've seen them perform in a couple of showcases, and I got some of their tracks locked in the MP3 player. So once they get here, we definitely going to, how they say, swave it up and chop it up and see what they're about, see if they pregame approved. But have y'all seen the shit Charlie Sheen's been doing?
He's been winning.
Team winning. Now, normally, stuff that Charlie Sheen was doing would make him a candidate for You Need to Ask.
He was Dumbass of the Week in the past. And remember, I said, if he's able to get away with it, why are we mad? He's not a dumbass then.
True indeed, but, you know. Team, now, what happened? Now, y'all remember the last celebrity who had a drug-induced rant like that on national TV? Y'all remember when Whitney Houston went on that, what was it, 2020? Y'all remember that?
2020?
I think it was 2020 or Dateline, one of them.
It was.
Y'all remember that? And she was like, oh, crackers for a book, whatever.
She wasn't winning, though.
But now it's Charlie Sheen, he's winning. He has one year goal, and he's winning.
Would you call that losing? You know how many people would love to be able to do half the stuff that he could do and still be considered winning? Damn right he's winning.
You know, now Charlie Sheen is the most, the second most followed celebrity on Twitter.
And yes, but he broke the record.
24 hours.
25.
Like 1-point-something million followers in one day.
And you call that losing?
I'm getting 4 followers a day. You know, I don't know how's the group for you guys to get followers, but hell, I have a hard time getting 4. This dude gets a million in a day for going on and then to his co-binges and I'm team winning. What does a girl doing have to do with me?
Well, that's because it's human nature to love to watch suffering. Or to watch shit.
Right, we got a caller. Last four digits is 7524. 7524, you're live on pregame radio. Tell the people where you're calling from and how you're feeling tonight.
Hey, what's going on, Black? It's Hov.
Oh, what's good, man? Okay, we got admins. Shout out to the admins on the check-in tonight. The pregame radio staff, finally we got everybody. We got Evan, the lady still, Big Hov. And believe it or not, y'all, believe it or not, we got Pretty Pie on the check-in.
Wow.
Oh, shit. I saw her in the group.
And shout out to the girl who's trying to call me on Ubu while I'm in the middle of a broadcast right now. But, Charlie Sheen, your thoughts?
Man, that dude is a nut. But he's making his money, though. He's doing what he got to do to get that publicity out there right now.
And that's exactly what it is. Young Hov, you rocking with us tonight? Or you about to be boo loving or get up in the whip or something? What you about to do?
I'm about to roll out in a little bit, but I'm gonna chill while I wait for my ride.
All right. So we got Young Hov on the checker. Hopefully he's here long enough to be on the judge panel so we can see if our featured artist A Square or Free Game approved. I got a good feeling about it as always, but it is what it is. And right now I gotta get into one of my favorite joints right now. I just got to. But before I do that, got another caller. People are just coming through tonight. That's what's up. You are live on pregame radio. What's poppin'?
What's goody? What's goody? What's going on, pregame radio? How is everyone tonight?
Oh, my goodness. Is this what it is with all the background noise?
Listen. Oh, my God. I can't help it. I'm in the car, but it's all good. Like, I'm just calling in because I got to show some love and support to my sweet.
Hello?
History Punch Hood, what's good? I'm calling in as a supporter tonight.
They're not here yet. And for those who don't know, regrettably, MFIR had to cancel tonight due to other endeavors. But that's okay. Pre-game radio is here, so y'all can come in and rock with us.
Yes.
Miss New Shoes, you know the other day on Martin, they played that episode when Shanae and Laquita came into the social club. And they did that little number that you and Miss Brooklyn do.
Well, I didn't see.
And immediately when that shit came on, you guys popped into my head. So, I'm sorry, 212 to you ladies. Now, whenever that episode of Martin comes on, I think of MFIR Radio and Miss New Shoes and Miss Brooklyn.
Oh, thank you. Is that a good thing? Hold on, wait a minute, pause. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That should be a good thing.
Sound like a good thing.
All right. Hi, Lady Steele, how are you?
Hi.
What's up?
I'm on recovery.
Oh, what, my poor baby.
I had to go to the ER this morning, huh?
What happened?
I mean, I didn't post pictures up this time, but I woke up double fucked up again, like I'm allergic to something and I need to figure out what it is.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Shut up. I don't even eat Chinese food.
I'm so sorry. I want to say goodnight to everyone else that's on the panel right now. Who else is on right now? Ebony,
you
that's
you.
And I have this other gentleman.
In the building. You know Ebony is in the building.
How you doing, Ebony? How you feeling tonight?
Peace, what's good?
Okay.
How you?
I'm good.
Oh, she's good. Miss, why you acting all kind of air like you ain't got your own show?
I don't know what she's talking about, but like I said, I called in to support Swae Gang, my Swae brothers, H-Square.
Wow.
So, you know, can you put me back in the call room? I'm just waiting for them to come on.
I'm going to put you back in the call room once H-Square gets here. And
cool.
Since, you know, that was Miss Nushu's, and it's late night, and she contacted us, y'all already know what I'm about to do. Right before we get into Ebony's section, pals, you need to ask me. And don't worry, I will be pulling tweets off of Twitter, because shout out to everyone on Twitter who's keeping that topic trending.
What topic
like
is that?
That shit has been trending for almost a week. So
right.
Big shout out to everyone who chips in on that there, all right? But like I said, I'm going to get into it. Brooks, Miss New Shoes, Late Night Contact. We'll be right back on Creek King Radio. You did?
You got, I need a detour. Cut your back down while you front it on me for. Pack good beats to see what she thought. Up so I throw her down on the floor. Beat it up after she thought. So you can't follow while you on that court. Let me play with you with a contact court. You want that ball, put up a great fight. So I ate right and got a straight night. I'm another lover for another late night. Or early AM, UT midnight love affair. Run any time that you're feeling dirty, play with. And I'm a girl by that love, yeah.
Cause you said you like that.
Late night contact, late night
contact. Baby, I like your slow-mo, as long as you can make me come. Take me out on shopping space if you tryna wipe me. But I know I got you feeling to become your wifey. Making contact nightly, put it on you tightly.
What's good, peoples? You already know it's your girl, Miss New Shoes. And if I'm not doing my own thing on my flows, retarded radio, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 12 a.m., you already know I'm tuned in to pregame radio, baby, with that boy, Brooklyn Black and Lady Steals, Saturdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Let's get that music playing, baby. Oh, big, big, 212 to Brooklyn Black. Where my shoes?
Yo, shout out to Miss New Shoes. And before we get back into the show, I got to give y'all a quick quick history on New Shoes and Pregame Radio. And this is for, maybe other ladies that probably don't even remember it, but Miss New Shoes came to me one day on a humble out the blue because my homeboy Jeff, shout out to DP Jeff, Jeff Danger Nunes thing, True Star Media. But anyway, she came to me and was like, hey, I missed you, Jeff. He said you got your own show and I wanted to send you a track. Cool. Name of that track was, if I'm not mistaken, I'm That. If I'm not mistaken, I know I have it in my archive somewhere. I may even pull it back in so I can sample y'all. And she called into the show. This is one of the episodes where me and Jay the Tech Guy, who is also in the building tonight, shout out to Jay the Tech Guy, we was on location out in Applebee's. And she had called in, and she was so shy, so timid. You know, and you know, she was real mousy-like. But then she was on one show, and then she moved to MFIR, and she grew, and she became the New Shoes that we all know and love today. So, and within, I say, under a year time span, I've seen this New Shoes grow from the show artist trying to get a foot in the door to now she's holding it down on the radio station, kicking down doors and record labels and all that. So, big shout-out to you, Miss New Shoes. But now back into it. We got Ebony, Lady Steel, Big Hole, Jay the Tech Guy's in the building. And we're holding down Pregame Radio, and it's that time of the day. It's that time of the night. Eb, who need they ass beat? Eb, who need they ass beat besides you right about now? Alright, matter of fact, Lady Steel, I know you've been all around this week. You know, you've been doing this, doing that, eating here, eating there. So I know you've seen people who need their ass beat. Let's get into it. Who need their ass beat?
Well, you do. That thing that errors in the beginning.
I can make typos and all that shit. I can do that.
See, you're mad guilty. You're mad guilty. How you know that's what I'm going to say? Because it's not what I was going to say. I already checked you in there. You put yourself on blast on air. What I'm saying you need your ass whipped for is the beginning of this show, that live from the planet of Brooklyn, but it sounds like she just threw something
up. Fine. I'll work on that, but I've been using that forever. You just not mentioning it. You need your ass beat.
That's why you need your ass beat even more. You've been using it forever.
Yeah,
I shouldn't
have to
bring it to your attention. Well, now I'm letting you know.
Okay, fine.
Me, I can't say nothing about
FYI,
nobody right now.
FYI,
mm-hmm.
I have corrected it. Miss Nushi, as we speak, is working on the opening thing for Pregame Radio, so I have corrected the issue.
No, it's not corrected because that's not the corrected version isn't airing, so it's not corrected. You're in the process of correcting.
And now you have been corrected.
Yes.
Ah, shut up!
I guess that was it.
I can't rag on nobody, like I said. Huh?
You know who needs their ass beat? People who expect big contract phone service, and they on no contract. Here's what I mean. And Jay Tech Guy, he can relate. I'm talking about motherfuckers who got Boost Mobile, Virgin Mobile. Hey, if you need it, I got it, 1144 Fulton Street. But, you know, but they come and they expect if they mess their phone up. Why isn't there a repair center? Do I look like fucking Sprint? You need to ask people expecting all of this, and if your phone's messed up, they got to give you a credit. It's prepaid. Come on, son.
The lady that cooked her son to death in the oven needs her ass beat.
What the fuck?
Wait, she cooked her son? What
she like? She killed her son in the oven. Like her 3-year-old kid,
That's crazy.
It was in Mississippi or something.
See, and mad love to the South. I love the South. The South gives Pregame Radio nothing but love, but. Come on, man. Oh, matter of fact, that even reminds me. Niggas in Kentucky, you need your ass beat. Now, me and Ed was watching the first 48 the other day, and these dudes had did a drop by, shot this other guy, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to him and Kenosis, his family. But they pulled up, shot him, breezed off in the car. Police get there. Now, not the car, but what they believe to be another car, drives by the front of the house, and they say, oh, they flashed the gun. Actually, it was the assailant, so they flashed the gun. Now, this happened in broad daylight. Here's how they need their ass beat. One, why don't you go back directly after you did some dumb shit like drive by and shoot a motherfucker, go to the house when the police are there, squad cars and everything, and flash the gun and drive off. Fuck around, they pulled over another car the same color and it wasn't them. And then these same dudes drive by later on, flash the money. We made the money, man. We ain't got time to kill nobody. We made the money, man. You know how fucking dumb and ignorant y'all making black people in the South look? Or Midwest? Where the fucking cocky is? But some dudes need to ask me. Now, matter of fact, I'm going to bring it back up north to the Bronx. Jared and Tech Guy, who need they ask me?
Oh, man. No, I couldn't give you one person that needs to ask being specific.
But you haven't seen nothing at your store this week? Now, mind you, I used to work at that store, and there was people who needed to ask me to come through there on a regular. Don't tell me that debauchery, that fuckery has slowed down.
You know, alright, I'm going to give you one. Angie needs her ass beat.
Okay, for those who don't know, Angie, she's been on the show before. She's come through and rocked with the show. Angie, I love her. And hell, I'll even get her on the line and I can say it to her. I love her. You know, I love her. She's a cool person, smart, funny. But she is one of the most anal to the detail. If shit ain't working, she's calling you 24/7 type of customers. But Jay, please go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. For coming in and getting the BlackBerry 3G when I told her to get the damn bold. And then giving me a hard time when that shit don't do what she wanted to do. You pay for a 3G, you get a 3G. You pay for a bold, you get a bold. And calling me.
30 pound, you need your ass beat for that one. Sorry.
Yeah.
Love you, but...
Didn't she call you?
At 10 a.m. when I'm just waking up, getting ready to start my day. And mind you, I don't even work at a Sprint store anymore, ladies and gentlemen. And
yes,
she's calling me, asking me what I can do and all of this good. I'm like, I can't do shit. I don't work there. But it is what it is.
Yeah, she's seen light, though. She's coming to get her bowl.
You got to call it. They've been real patient. 6081. You are live on pregame radio. What's good? Who are you? Where you calling from? How you feeling?
Malik TGO on the check-in. What's good, Black?
What's good, lady?
Hi, Malik.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Oh, wow, look. She's all docile now. Hi, Malik.
Stop it, Black.
I was just saying, I noticed that, but, yo, shout out to the TGO crew. Johnny Swag, a.k.a. Fuego, first name Frito, they are pregame approved. I released out that list on Twitter a little while ago, so big shout out to them for doing the thing on Ladies Night, man. Doing the damn thing. And, Leek, I know you've been doing the damn thing, and actually, Brooklyn Black and TGO have been all over the place this week.
Yes.
Every show, we've been on it.
It was, right?
Yes, New Year, Monday and Wednesday, Brooklyn Black and TGO was in the building. NFL Radio, Tuesday, Brooklyn Black and TGO was in the building. So
yeah,
we've been rocking
man.
All week.
We trying to flood the airways, man. Every show out,
now,
we're trying to.
We've been rocking all week, and now we got Malik TGO in the building. Matter of fact, Leek, would you honor us with your presence on being on the guest panel, because we're going to evaluate H-Squared, I know you're familiar with them, and see if they're pregame approved as well.
Okay, well, I'm saying, like, right now I just got at work, so if it remains quiet. All right,
so we got you in and out on the check-in. You know, I'll bounce back and forth for you while you're free and whatnot. We'll get it going. But now it's good, because now I got Leek. I got Lady Steele, I got Young Hope, and I got Jada TikTok. And I wanted to get into one of our main topics of the night. Wait, before I even do that, who did they ask me?
Shit, I don't know, man. There's a lot of fuckery going on. Nah, but I just feel like, a lot of fuckery. We've been hearing some things, but, you know, if you don't hear nothing about yourself, then you're probably really not doing good. So I'm embracing everything, you know, the negativity, the positivity. Fuck it, we being talked about. But,
hello?
Oh, I thought I dropped
Hey, we got
phone.
You.
Oh, okay. But, I don't really know when they ass beat, man. I just sit back and laugh. I'm just going, you know, play shotgun. I'm going to listen to what you say. I heard you talking about Charlie Sheen and all that shit and all that. I'm laughing, though. Like, are you crazy?
Yo, what you think on that? What's up with the boy Charlie Sheen, man?
I'm saying he's just moving the situation.
And Young Hope just hit me up, and I meant to go on this last night because I seen this shit on Facebook. Chris Brown, pound, you need your ass beat, man.
That's what I was about to say. Everybody hating on him needs a ass beat. They know damn well he is not fully erect, and he's still got some five on him.
Whoa.
He looked like
Amber Rose. I was on Facebook, and one of my friends had posted the pic on Facebook. So, you know, when you go on Facebook, you see that timeline. And then it wasn't one girl. It was like I had a row of four. Chris Brown looked the pics on my screen. Yo, like I said, I didn't even, you know, entertain none of that other stuff, but Chris Brown, come on, son. Like, you already coming off the backlash of this whole Rihanna thing. Finally, it blew over. You know what I mean? But now, just to immerse yourself in that, come on, man. He's a role model. Kids look up to you, man.
So, what, he not allowed to have a dick because kids look up to him?
Hey.
Now, my thing is this. How you going to post something like that up?
No,
how you going to post something like that up?
Here's what I'm saying.
See, a person like that who is up there in stature or whatever, you know, and Rick, you can stop me if I'm wrong, but, you know, you got to have a better lock on your personal shit like that, you know what I mean?
Okay,
That was some bitter shit. He was bitter. He posted some shit. Like, those who know, he leaked them shit.
When Rihanna's shit leaked, it wasn't no role model this, role model that. It was show me the titties.
Well, she's a role model. She's a role model for a pound. She needs to ask me for the same thing. Now,
but
if he's doing it, he needs to ask me then. If he's doing a pound, he needs to ask me back then. We probably would have said something about it. You know what I mean? Because let's be for real. You know, we all grown. We enjoy a naked picture of two. You know what I mean? But like I said, people of that stature, you know what I mean? They gotta have a better lock on one, the inner circle. Two,
you can't.
No,
won't.
I understand that it's hard, you know, but pictures, if depending on where they came from, like that, if let's just say, you know, Leak, he's one of the most sought-out fucking managers. He's the fucking man, right? He pulls a choice from the club. You know, he does the damn thing. 8 out of 10, Leak ain't going to leave shit like his phone later on, especially not without a password lock. You know what I mean? He's not going to leave shit where Shorty can go dig it and make it leakable or some shit in the long run. You know what I'm saying? See, that's the thing a lot of these celebrities and these mainstream artists, actors, whatever, they're forgetting, yo.
No, that's where you get messed up because you think that people really, like, it's as simple as that. There are a million different ways that you could get a photo or video leaked. I'm no celebrity. I've had videos and photos leaked across the net. It's not always as simple as you leaving your shit around. If you want to get something, you'll find a way to get something.
It's as simple as something called due diligence. Feel me? If you do something just to make sure your shit stays secure, you can be fine. Not saying it's not going to happen, but you run a smaller risk.
But then how do you know that that's not the case? Because right now you're assuming that that's not the case. Because then you wouldn't be enforcing the fact to lock your shit up. Like, these people are traveling in circles. They are just like you and I. They sex. They do all this bullshit.
Right.
And at the end of the day, I mean, you want them to sit in a corner and just look at the walls?
No, not. See, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying, people like that who have teams, like, you know, they, like.
I'm telling
you,
Brooklyn, if I wanted to, I could get photos of you and I could Facebook them. And it would have nothing to do with you leaving your phone unlocked.
Look, it's not even that. See, that's not what I'm saying.
Then I don't understand what you're saying.
He has somebody like that, about, they got a team of people who's supposed to keep shit like that on lock. Like, we spoke about it. Most times, they got a team who handles the money.
Because you're thinking it works one way when it doesn't.
Wait, I'm not saying it works either way. I'm just trying to state some things. That's all I'm trying to do.
Okay.
You're not letting me do that.
State them so I can shut you down.
Like, why do you want to shut me down in my house? So, Lee, you hear this shit, right?
Yeah, I agree with both of y'all, though, because if I can, well, I'm going to let you get the floor, then I'll patiently wait.
All right, pretty much because, you know, like we said before with the artists with the jump offs and the slides, there's a man who holds the money to pay off the slides. Like, look, don't say, you know, it is what it is. You know, there's people in the circle that take the, you know, certain falls or take the heat for certain shit. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, I say he should have had someone in place just to be in charge of that. And I mean, like, it's like I said, it's New Jersey. Yeah, like you said, he's all over the place. He's here, he's there. He can't keep eye on his shit. But he should at least have somebody who can. That's what I'm saying.
And what I'm saying to you is that it's quite apparent that he does not have that team behind him, i.e. this past 2 years. If he had that team behind him, a lot of the shit that has happened would not have happened. Am I correct or not? And then also, sometimes you do have that team in which they are supposed to keep things under wraps, or that's the way, so you think. But at the end of the day, it's whatever they feel is best for you. Like, it doesn't always just open shut work that way.
What's your thoughts on it, Ed?
Really, I think that most of the time when their personal private stuff gets out there, it's because they want it out there, because they found a way to put it out there, because they want the publicity or they want the attention. Now, I mean, anybody that, if you're taking pictures of yourself on a cell phone and you're sending it to anyone, be they famous or not, there's always the possibility that it can get leaked. And there's no way that these adults aren't doing this without being aware of that. So to me, it's like, they really don't care if it's out there, it's out there. So what? It's better for them because why? People is talking about it, good or bad. People is talking about it.
All right, we got a caller on the air.
Mostly an untouchable thing.
Okay, we got a caller on the air. 8293, you're live on Pregame Radio. What's good? Who are you? Where you calling from?
Peace. What's up, Brooklyn Black? It's Blue.
Hey, Blue. Good. What's going on? Wow, this is a Pregame Radio first. We got Miss Blue Raspberry Wind in the building of Remix Radio. Check it out Fridays and Sundays. Wow, this is monumental. You need a round of applause for this. And for those who don't know, Miss Blue and her show, they are one of the inspiring factors, the driving force of Pregame Radio. So, Miss Blue, on the air, while I got everybody here, I want to say thank you for igniting that spark. You feel me?
Peace. That's what's up. What's up, Ev?
What's good, Blue? How are you?
I'm good.
You've been with us for a minute. You've been rocking with us for a little bit. You've heard what we've been talking about. You have anything that you want to put in there?
I want to talk about Charlie Sheen.
Oh, shit. Okay, let's do it.
Winning.
Let me say this. First of all, I want to say I wouldn't be surprised if within a month or so he doesn't get his own reality show, because Charlie Sheen actually lives with three goddesses, and he says that they complete his heart. One of them is a graphic designer, and the other one is a porno queen. So everybody want to know why all this light is on Charlie. Charlie is the man right now in his world, you see, because he really goes outside those boxes. You know, think about his daddy. His daddy was Martin Sheen, the playboy of the, you know, of his era, you know, especially when it came to Hollywood, you know, dazzling out the women, you know. Charlie is out there.
Mm-hmm.
And real talk too, I think what Charlie, what a lot of people aren't saying is that Charlie, the what he's doing is he reflects what a lot of people would like to be doing but don't have the resources to do. And that is why it's such an issue because it's like airing your dirty laundry. It's like when black people go on Maury and talk about their baby daddy, and it's, you know, it, those are niggas, and then black people are like, oh my God, look at how they're acting, when it's the same thing with Charlie Sheen. Educated white people don't want you to know that that's what they really want to do, stay in a coked out haze with porn stars chilling.
Fuck that. If they could smoke crack and get away with it, they would.
Real talk. So he's putting a spotlight on how Western culture thinks.
That's right, how they think, and it really goes against that thinking. And then here he is, you know, he's living with three women and his ex-wife, two sons. You know, they got a whole little polygamy thing going on over there, and it's something that, you know, Hollywood really doesn't want to shine the light on like that, but Charlie is just kind of putting it out there. So I'll say within the next 3 to 6 months, he'll have his own reality show, and it'll be number one like his Twitters. Everybody will want to hear it. Everybody will want to see what's going on. Because like you said, Eb, he's really kind of exposing what people are doing in the dark, what people don't want to talk about, and also about those who just don't have the intestinal fortitude to do it. You know?
Right, right.
And for those who don't know, she said guts. I just had to get that out there. You know, like I said, because you got people that don't know. You know, we got a lot of sleeping people who tune in to Green Age Radio, but hopefully they tune in and they get that wake-up call. But as we progress, we're going to take a quick break. Shout-out to all the Knicks fans. This is my shit, and I'm going to keep playing. I don't care if it gets tired. But Cashmere, Blue and Orange Remix, we've got H-Squared in the building. So once we come back from this musical break, we'll get right into it. Ms. Blue, before we go, please tell the people where and how they can hear you and get in contact with you, what you do, please. Ms. Blue.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
I said let the people know where they can reach you and how they can hear your show, how they can hear the remix.
Oh, wow. That's fine. That's cool, Brooklyn. They can check it out on Fridays and on Sunday night right here on Block Talk Radio, the remix. You know, it's a real unique taste, but it is something a little different.
Of course. So if you guys are going to get love, please tune in to Ms. Blue Fridays, Sundays. Check her out on Facebook, Miss Blue Raspberry Wynn. She's also on Twitter, all over the place. So please get up on Facebook. Y'all can even look through me, Brooklyn Black. Y'all find her. And that's just what it is. Once again, please thank you, Miss Blue. Thank you for calling in. Like, this is a real honor. I feel real happy now. This is a real good show now. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem. It's good sitting in.
No doubt. So here we go. We're going to get to this musical break, like I said. But here we go, Cashmere, Blue and Orange, the Knicks remix. Shout out to Cashmere. His two artists, Primoz and Young High, they made pregame approved artists. So y'all already know that's spot on the mixtape. And we got a whole other package working out. We're going to see if H-Squared can do it tonight. So call us up, 347-857-4302. And we're coming right back with H-Squared right after this. You dig?
You know what it is.
Screaming, that's nothing. That championship ring, that now we about to take it to that level. Antonio's offense got the pedal to the metal. Give it up for Walsh, give it up for Dolan, for bringing us back to incredible moments. Now we gunning for the big dog, Kobe, LeBron, Garnett, y'all about to get y'all. Yeah. Get a hand clap for the team that's on track to be champion black. Real rap, get out of your seats, it's the Knicks, you feel that. Put your towels in the air, oh yeah, blue and orange is back.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange. Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange.
Step up in the garden, every game, all I hear him say.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange.
We put it down from the X to the DK.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange.
Yeah, you know what it is. New York is back up on the map, from that to the Knicks. Yeah, screaming that's nothing. That championship ring, that cup.
Step up in the garden, every game, all I hear him say.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Yeah, you already know what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you got this wave lens on. You know, hope you got this wave lens on. You guys are sharp and ready. This wave best. I hope you're on deck, because without further ado, we got the one, the only, Hood of A Squared in the building. A Squared, what's good, man?
Swaving all day, you already know.
Man, Prince Hood, what's good? Swave, what's popping?
Ain't nothing. Swaving like a Swave G must swave. You understand? We already doing it. It is Swave official. We just got an official company, Swaverland Entertainment. Okay, the label, the entertainment company, the management company, we doing it big. It's so Swave official right now.
Swave official, that's what it is. We got, you know, of course, you know, it's Brooklyn Black on pregame radio.
Already.
We got ladies still. Whoever has me on speaker, please take me off speaker because I'm getting crazy feedback right now. Oh, we got ladies still in the building, as always. Lady Still, you there? Let me find out she done ran and head out because Prince Hood is in the building because we about to swave out pregame radio. Now, I want to fuck with you, Lady Still. I won't be messing with you. Prince Hood, please give us a little in-depth history, man. The whole A Square, how did that come together? Where did Swave come from?
Well, Swave, the word Swave derives from Swaver, and Swaver was created, to my knowledge, by my partner in crime, my co-CEO, my vice president, you know what I mean? The dude who resonates and motherfucking microwave radiation, you stand in front of this nigga, you catch a little Swave. That dude that wear them polarized shades, that fly motherfucker will tell y'all niggas ta-da, all right?
Ta-da, we talking about history.
You already know, my nigga.
We need to get history in the building. History, yo, I bet this cab is taking forever or whatever. We need to get history in the building right now. For those who don't know, I've mentioned it before on other stations, and once you hear his off the dome, his freestyle, you guys will probably understand. Once you hear him on the track, you'll get what I'm saying. He brings that Big Daddy Kane feel back to the game. You know, he got that flow, he got that voice that makes the girls want to go to the record stores or make the girls want to go to iTunes to have the and want to go get that A Square shit just to hear him if nothing else.
So,
AG, so
I appreciate that.
We got Lady Steel. We got Ab back in the building. We got Young Hope here.
Yes, sir.
You know, so the pregame staff is in effect tonight.
Yo, what up?
What's going on? What's going on, fam?
Alright.
Now, Prince, please let the also let people know. So now you know where this wave comes from. What made you start this? Matter of fact, who are your influences? Who do you listen to coming up? Now, I'm saying, for those who don't know, Prince Hood is a Brooklyn-bred artist. Of course, that's why he's here for the homecoming spectacular, because I figured I'm going to have nothing but Brooklyn artists showcasing their shit.
Let me know in
Brooklyn, where are you from? Who influenced you to do this thing? Because, see, for those who know, Prince Hood does a lot of things. Prince, he rhymes, and he also produces, and he does a lot of the networking and the behind-the-scenes stuff for H-Squared and the Swayful, I say the Swayful epidemic, because it's sweeping like wildfire. Anytime I go to a showcase where H-Squared is at, and they say, where are my Sway G's, where are my Sway Vets, that place goes in an uproar no matter where it is.
You already know.
So, like I said, please tell us, who influenced you to do this? And when did you start doing this?
Well, it's not a Swaver epidemic, it's a Swavademic. And the Swavademic has been going on for a long time. Like, me and History met each other in high school and shit, and been going hard ever since. So you already know in high school you had like the Drew Hill movement, the whole Biggie movement and all that shit. Like, yo, that used to influence me. And when I was young, you know, I'm a Flatbush native. So you got the Jamaicans, you got the Haitians, you got the Spanish.
Shout out to Flatbush.
You already know. And you got the Akis. So you get Caribbean music, you get Copa, you get Soca, you getting rap that's out right now, and you getting the Baki Laki Lai shit from the Akis and shit when you be hanging out in the bodegas and shit. So everything really influences me. I like everybody from Biggie to Cole to Nat King Cole to Celine Dion back to motherfucking Selena Stakis, son. Word. Yo, everything influences me. Like, I started off when I was younger as a dancer. I had a nice little voice, and I went to a Catholic school, so I was in the chorus and shit. And then when I got through puberty, I couldn't really sing no more. So I just got into rapping and stuff. And then I learned how to produce from my homie Brainstorm. Shout out to everybody over there.
That's me on the air right now. My bad.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good, man.
You being from Flatbush, so you got a whole lot of Caribbean feel and everything like that. Now, let me know, what separates H-Squared from any other duo, any other group that's in hip hop in the mainstream now? What can y'all bring to the table that'll make the group go, let's listen to A Square. Fuck Young Money. What separates y'all? What makes y'all in a different class?
Basically, that's just from beginning to the end, it's that sway. That's what sets us apart. It's just the aura that you carry with you, the way you go about the things you do, you know what I mean? It's like, we don't just do this to try to, like, profit or, I mean, of course, that's great. But we do this because we can. Like, we good at what we do, and we enjoy it. And if we enjoy it, the listener's going to enjoy it. Because if you don't feel
exactly
what you do, who comes this? You get what I'm saying?
Got you, got you.
Like
now,
I say, we got a listener's ear. So the music that we make, we can know if the listener's going to like it or not. So that's why we put it in that Sway music and shit. You know what I mean? Shout out to Sway Valand EMT. You know what I mean? The plug right there. Shout out to the whole Sway gang. The gang.
All right, now, and for those who don't know, we got a couple of H-Squared world premieres dropping tonight. You know, so, of course, yeah, you got here a couple of tracks. So, judges on my panel, Bleak TGO, Ev, Lady Steel, Big Ho, please pay attention. We're going to be, of course, showcasing them and see if they're pregame approved or not. But like I said, we got world premieres coming from H-Squared. Shit that nobody has heard before. All right? But I got this one joint that just is jumping at me. The Scrooge McDuck money joint.
Slave J. That is.
Now, please, tell us about that. Like, what was the premise behind that? Because what everyone knows, when artists send me music, I never preview it. So when I hear it, that's my first time hearing it, just with everyone else. So my initial reaction is what it is. So I haven't heard it. I don't know it. So tell us about Scrooge McDuck money.
Well, you know, I want to give you a perception already, but I'm going to just say that Scrooge McDuck money was produced by my homeboy Brainstorm. The beat was, and it's about getting money. You know, they had A-Rab money. Everybody's all my money. We don't got money right now. We just coming out. I'm just going to be real right now, 100%, 100,000 slaves. We don't got money, but we get money. We hustle. We work. We try to get money off of this music thing because at the end of the day, it is a business. We got dreams. We already going on vacations to different countries and stuff and states, touring, trying to get our name out there. So this is a song about, you know what I mean, us getting money, what we would like to do with our money. It's just a fun song. It's mad fun. You are like the beat. You are rock to the song.
So this is a club banger.
I mean, you know, we got cars. We driving
no
stuff.
No doubt. No doubt. So here we go. H-Square, Scrooge McDuck money, live on pregame radio. Call us up 347-857-4302. We got Prince Hood in the building. We are waiting. History, like, I guess this nigga like to make an entrance or something. You know, but we waiting on him.
So I think.
We're going to get right back into it. You know what I mean? So, Scrooge McDuck money, H-Squared, blast on pregame radio. Here we go.
Money, 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 money being human, getting money, you won't understand. Green in my pocket, cash, cabbage. Money multiplying like horny rabbit. Can't swim in it, and I'm sorry for you. Trying to make some money, and I might employ you. Rate I'm going now, I'll be damned, I stop it. Stay saying my name like a trending topic. Drizzy already said it, so I ain't trying to jack this. Blood so big, she could probably sell a bank dish. The way these hoes love my pretty face, I could probably sell an empty CD case. Try your best, but won't nobody notice you. I'm fresh up in the booth, like I'm fresh up over a photo shoot. I just want to win, so I'm doing what I want to do. I'm made to succeed, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Vacations out in France, we smoke in Amsterdam, motor scooters in Aruba, I'm with my royal fam, flurry on the plane off Henny and that cola, I'm in Jamaica, Hawaii, he say aloha, he's 10 for a beat, now it's 20 for a feature, went to school, I paid my way, got ass for freaky teachers, I'm sipping on the best wine, my Buddha gets me higher, got ass from supermodels. From the suppliers.
Two people. I miss Yvette. She's celebrating her birthday, and yes, she's still working, so big shout out to her. And also, one of my workers, Maribel, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. Please enjoy it. I know you may be on the check-in and whatnot. So enjoy your birthday. Don't get too smashed. I know you got tomorrow off, but I need your ass at work on Monday. But that was the Scrooge McDuck money joint from 8 Square. We got Prince Hood in the building, and we're going to see what the people thought about that. What's that? Swayze.
Black, but
it's Swayze. All right, that's what it is. But we got to take this one caller, 0564.
Hi.
You're live on Free Game Radio. Who's this?
This is Stephanie. How you doing?
I'm Stephanie. How you doing?
I'm good. This song,
Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Where are you calling from, Stephanie?
Brooklyn.
Aw, oh, shit, Brooklyn's in the building. That's what's up. But how you doing? Are you calling to comment on the track I just played?
Of course. I've been a follower of 8 Squared since day one.
Oh, since day one. So you've been a slave back from the beginning.
My question is for History and Prince Hood.
We're still waiting on history to get here.
History's on the line.
I'm not here yet.
Yo, he's here. I'm right here, Sway. I'm in the Sway.
Oh,
then.
So what's that? We on three-way?
My question is, how did y'all come up with that song?
So what you think on that song, sweetie?
It was popping. I just want to know, like, how did y'all come up with that song? Like, what made you just come up with the title of the song, the hook, you know, and everything, the beats and everything?
What, you want to answer that?
Knock yourself out, buddy.
I mean, listen, Swayze, thank you for being a fan and all that.
You already know we appreciate the fans. H Square is for the fans. It's for the kids. Who's Where That Money Came From, the big homie Storm, Afro Productions, the suppliers and shit, they had the hook already on the beat. So I was like, yo, what's up with that? He was like, nah, it's for somebody else. I said, yo, if that nigga don't want it, let me know.
Okay.
All right. Somebody's carrying on with a second conversation while you're on air. So, Lady Steel, Big Hole, and Ab, if you carry on extra conversations, press one of your phones so I can mute you. Or if somebody from A Square is having a side conversation, let me know.
Because
we all your business on the air. Your business is on air right now.
I could barely pick my lips up to talk.
So here's what we're going to do, because we already know Steph, she's feeling that joint right there. Lady Steel, thumbs up, thumbs down. How you feeling on it?
I give it a thumbs up. I like that.
Well, you liked it. Big Ho, what you think?
I'm going to give it a thumbs up. Nice little vibe, nice little club vibe, you know. It's definitely something you can put in, have ladies moving to.
Ed?
It sort of reminded me of Flo Rida, and I don't particularly like that dude, but the music was cool. I like the beat. Real
well,
catchy, real
thumbs down, Ed.
Thank
you very much.
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I don't know. I'm still on the fence. I like the music, you know. It's like I said, it's catchy, but I don't know.
All right, well, majority rules, of course, you know, we keep it democratic on pregame radio. You got two thumbs up, plus mine, that makes three. So right now, they're one for three right now. But right now, we got history in here. This smooth, slick motherfucker in the background. We got history in the building.
With
this
Swayze,
man.
It's Swayze. What's happening?
Oh, man. So history, please. You know, we heard from Chris Cut, but we want to hear from you. Who inspired you? Who made you want to do this rap thing? And how long have you been doing it?
Well, I've been doing this since I was junior high. I've been listening to, I came up listening to Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes is my man. A lot of Bone Thugs, a lot of, you know, the Jay-Z's, the Biggies, the Nas's, but Busta was one of was definitely my main influence. I came up spitting his rhymes at talent shows, and then I started writing my own, and the rest is history. Now I'm here.
Okay, that's what it is. Now, I got A-Squid in the building, and I have Ab and Lady Steel. And big shout out to Miss Blue. I know she's still rocking with us. But it just came to my attention. It came across my news desk, so to say. Pinky, the porn star, is now a grandmother. Is it time for her to hang up the thong? is it time for her to hang up the clear heels?
She's a grandmother.
She's a grandmother now.
I didn't even know she had kids. Where'd you get this story from? Google it if you don't believe me. I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to double check. But I'm asking you what your source was.
Actually, the source, it came from another pregame admin who sent it my way. But that's not the question at hand. And the question at hand is, even if she's not a grandmother, granted, she got a 16-year-old daughter coming up. Is it really, you know, and yes, maybe the porn industry is lucrative and she's getting all this money, but is it time for her to hang up the thong? Is it time for her to hang up the clear heels?
Well, if you're talking about it as on a, coming from a standpoint about her raising a daughter, then I think it's a way too late for that because she's already out here. And if her daughter hasn't seen anything, then she will. So her doing it for the kid, that's not even an issue. As far as her being a grandmother, if that's the case, that's not even an issue either. She's already out there. No matter what her or the family does to, like, keep it from the kids, at some point or another, somewhere down the line, somebody's going to be like, yo, my granddad got a tape for your grandma, yo, let's check it out. It's going to come out, so it's not even, you know, it's beyond that now. Is she still making money? Is she still attractive? And most importantly, is she still enjoying what it is that she's doing? Then I say she should rock on.
Okay, so after that, she should rock on. Lady Still, I'm really anxious to hear what you think.
I mean, first off.
Okay, let's just say, you know, right now, forget the research. Like I said, I know the story sticks, but say,
but even with that being.
Listen. She's making a point.
I'm answering the question. You asked me a question.
I'm just reiterating. Hold on. I'm just reiterating. She has a 6-year-old daughter. Now, allegedly, and I'll use that term since Lady Still has not done the research. Lady Still is one of the main fact finders for pregame radio. So I'll throw that term allegedly out there. Allegedly, her 6-year-old daughter had a baby, which makes Pinky a grandmother. So what are your thoughts? Should she hang it up and not make nothing new? Or should she keep going because that's her bread and butter? Because one thing, she should not rap.
Yeah, she should definitely give that up.
She doesn't need to give it up. Not many people can say that the grandmother is a porn star. I don't care. I mean, if you look at it as a disgrace, that's on you.
Not as a disgrace.
I don't think that's... But, yeah. I don't know. I don't look at that neither here nor there.
Okay, so let me ask you. You're in the porn industry. And in your tenure, your career, you have a child, and then your child becomes of age, and you're still doing your thing. Now your kid's 16, 17, pops out one of their own. The porn industry is your bread and butter. You make over $500,000 a year off the porn industry. But now you have a kid who has a kid. Are you hanging up your thong in Clay Hills?
If I'm banking on the porn like that. You stopped me before and it still didn't change my answer.
Keep going. I'm sorry.
It's not, if I'm banking that much off of porn in the first place, believe you me, my child, this has nothing to do with her being a porn star that this happened. This is because she didn't raise her child correctly. I would still keep going. Why do I need to retire? The worst that could happen has happened at this point. So what would I be stopping for? Now, if you wanted to rephrase it to the point where, okay, I think that I am noticing that my 15 or 16-year-old daughter may be getting out of control or she may be going that route, then maybe at that point is when I should sit down and think about if I want to hang it up, not after she already fucked up. What's the point?
Okay, so now you're in a position, you have a kid, a daughter nonetheless. And you're
okay.
you're banking this money. Before they go and start fucking, are you going to stop because now you have a kid, but yet the porn industry is your bread and butter? What are you doing?
I wouldn't be in that scenario. I'm sorry.
So are you saying you're going to be in the porn industry or you wouldn't have a kid?
I wouldn't be having a kid. I was one of the first ones out of all my friends that started fucking at age 13. I am childless. These motherfuckers that are like 17, waited 17, 19 to lose their virginity or whatever, have like 5 and 6 and 8 kids. None of that shit has to, it's the individual. Like, it depends on you, what you want to do, where you foresee things going, and accepting responsibility.
All right, Swipe Gang, history, Chris, what are your thoughts on it? Either one of y'all, jump in.
Yeah, I can hear you. It's this way. You can hear me?
All right, so what are your thoughts on it? Now, I'm asking you guys as men, also in one frame, say, think he was your baby mother. Say you were the father of that 16-year-old girl. Mm. And also, say if you were her kid's baby's father. What are your thoughts on it?
Man,
if you have baby father, man.
Alright, if I'm Pinky baby father, I must have went somewhere. I must have went wrong somewhere. But
exactly.
As far as the grandchild, this is I'm Pinky's baby father, so that's my grandson. That's my grandkid also. I mean, I met Pinky in the business. That's how we ended up linking up. We ended up making that kid, and we've been living. I mean, it don't really make sense to stop now, because it's what you've done.
And find Jesus.
I mean,
I know about finding Jesus.
Yeah, that's real difficult.
And FYI, black.
I'm
sorry, FYI, the story is fake, just so you know, unless she had her at 11 years old.
Well, she might be, these girls are loose nowadays, but that doesn't
matter.
It's
confirmed
fake. Here we go. We got to get into a caller. 4955. What's going on? You're live on pregame radio. State, who you are and where you're calling from?
It's Chance from Brooklyn.
Oh, I said Chance from Brooklyn. What's good?
What's going on? Can you ask the question again?
Let's see. Okay, if in the porn industry, you have a kid who has a kid, is it that time to hang up the thong in the clear heels, or are you going to keep going because that's your bread and butter?
Well, the kid didn't have a kid because you're a porn star. So what difference does it make?
It's not. It's just a question on like the image. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, would you want to hear? Hey, I see your grandmother taking three guys in the ass.
But
well,
you're already hearing it.
See somebody's grandmother taking it in the ass, and they're not even a porn star. It doesn't matter. Things happen all the time. You don't have to be in the limelight. You can just be the neighborhood hoe. It doesn't matter. So I don't think there's any relevance.
Okay, so Chance, please tell me, did you hear the first track that I played for my future artist, H Squared, tonight?
No, I didn't.
What's up?
I just called in.
That's too bad.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get into the Sway Button remix. And
ooh.
I want history to talk about this one. Here, please tell us about how that first came up, who produced it, and everything like that.
Yeah, well, definitely it's a used beat. It's a J. Cole beat for that. What's the name of it again?
That's the Sway Button remix.
Name of the beat. It was a J. Cole beat. We just had a little fun on. But listening to the beat, we definitely was in that mindset of we're doing what we got to do. So it's about time y'all do what y'all got to do. It's time for y'all to swave up. Basically,
awesome.
If you want to be around, you got to swave up if you want to get what you're trying
to
do.
You already heard it. We about to swave up. Here we go. A Square, swave up. This is the remix, and after that, we're going to get to these world premieres from A Squared, and we'll get more into the headed also. We're going to define for the men and for the women what's cheating, and I figure since we got the Swaves gang in here, and we got everyone calling in 347-857-4302, I think we have a nice little debate on this because I know there's some guys who are mixed up, and there's some women who are mixed up on the subject. So, we're going to try to bring some clarity and clarify all of this. We got ladies still. We got Ab. We got H Squared in the building. So call us up 347-857-4302. And we got the traveling popping as well. So check this tune out, and we'll be right back. Swave up. You heard? Get your swavelings polished up, man. We don't want no bullshit for the ass swavelings. Get your shit polarized. Get the Ray-Bans and all of that. And get it popping. But we'll be right back on pregame radio. You dig?
I'm feeling straight the fuck up, man. I just had to get back in that mind frame, man.
Glory be to Sway. This is a song for the Swayless. Ha ha, you Swayless ass.
Sway up, sway up. Sway up, sway up. Sway up, sway up.
I'm swaying the fuck up.
Sway, gang!
Sway up, sway up.
What's wrong with these niggas, huh?
Sway up, sway up.
What's wrong with these niggas?
Sway up, sway up.
I'm rhyming how I live it, so it's easy to spit it. You fabricate your life so you be forgetting your written. Put us in the top five, forget the last four. H squared, aka what more can you ask for? Wave gang, flying higher than a layer. If you ain't swave, you probably couldn't breathe around here. Bitches wanna know what's pockets full of posies. Pink bottles everywhere, ring around the roses. I'm hot with one strike, a lighter, use a matchbook. True swave, you gotta look up to see how that look. We hit the club, bypass lines, that's a given. I ain't asked your girl for dome, homie, it was given. I look down, all I see is how her rack look. Later on, she get a better view of how my sack look. He acting thug, he must be living dreams. Let me oblige by helping this nigga get back to sleep. You wake up to the bottom with sneakers from plenty feet. Like the nigga fell asleep on the floor at a track meet. You niggas lightweight, my team touched pounds. And we squeeze till that last showcase touched ground.
Yeah, this is Swave Demi. It's sort of like cancer. Fuck with a groupie's mind. Fuck the tiny dancer. Listen, little mama, like when my musket blow. Snort my gunpowder and feel my rock and roll. I strum a chord hall, bang the kick drum. Crowd screaming, listen to the bass, huh? This is music pimping, no gator shoes. My Swave like Muddy Waters, feel my jazzy blues. Need a chick like Sarah Vaughn, maybe Dorothy Dangerous. Can't camelback, camel toe, gon' need a band. Beat it like a boxer, murder like a mobster. Sway down ass nigga, break them off proper.
Yeah.
Sway up, sway up. Sway up, sway up. Sway up, sway up. Sway the fuck up. Sway up, sway up. Sway up, sway up. Sway up, sway up. Sway the fuck up.
Sway, gang!
Yeah, you're not rocking with Trey Brown. I'm with my dog, Brooklyn Black. We on pregame radio. Hey, yo, Black, go in, man. Show.
Yes, we are back in the building. That was the Sway Fuck remix. Y'all heard it. Sway Gun in the building. So we got it popping. We got a Prince Hood history in the building. That was the Sway Fuck remix. I can't like that joint got me throwing elbows and shit, fellas.
Appreciate it, Sway.
You know, it is what it is. Now, I'm going to go down the line. Like I said, I don't leave it to the average. I'll leave it to the people to vote. Let's see, who we got here? Chance, did you like that song or did you not like it?
I did like it. I liked the lyrics better than the beat, but I liked the song overall. It was good.
That's what's up. So we got a thumbs up already. Let's see who else. What did you think on that track?
I liked them both separately. Like, if it was just instrumental, then I could like it. Or if it was just a cappella, I could like it. But together, I'm not really feeling it.
Okay, so on the track, is that a
but you know, that's just me.
Yes.
On that particular track, thumbs up. So that sounds like a thumbs down. H-Square, please, don't. F is the toughest critic out there.
No. We need it. That's what we need.
It's all good. I like that. You know, but if we give that tough love.
You know what I mean?
Because that's when you're appealing to the supporters, and that's us. If you want to support your shit, you got to go with the hard shit. So, like I said, it's hard to get F to like something. But don't feel discouraged. I still got more tracks in the arsenal. And so far, you're already 1 out of 3. And we got other folks to listen to. Let's see. Lady Steele. Did you like it or did you not like it?
I actually like them both working together. The beat, for me, like, it kind of opened, and I think probably where the confusion comes in is because the beat, it opened kind of like Outkast-ish, and then it, like, it transformed into like a little a hint of like rock alternative on the undertone. Like, it was like a good mixture, not like a traditional hip hop beat, but I liked the way both of them work together, in my opinion.
So thumbs up, thumbs down.
I would give it a thumbs up.
Sweet. So we got a thumbs up, we got a thumbs down, we got a thumbs up. I'm gonna throw someone random in the mix. Let's see, matter of fact, Miss Blue, did you like that second track or did you not?
I did, actually. I really, really like the, can you hear me okay?
We can.
Yeah. I really like the lyrics. I like the intention behind it, you know, just kind of getting people to kind of step up their game. The beat, the music seems like it wasn't as intense as the lyrics for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that music could have really complemented, because the lyrics to the words, the intention, and just how they came across in their own style, it seemed to really, really overpower the beat. To me, that beat needs to step up a little bit. It needs to slave up. But I really like that.
Wait.
I like
so the so would you give the track a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
I definitely will give it a thumbs up for the track itself. You know, I really don't. The music, it needs to slave up, but the lyrics, everything that could just be. I kind of go with Eb on that. It can stand alone because that beat doesn't carry it enough. It's not intense enough. Yeah.
Okay, so right now we got H Squared in the building. They are 2 out of 3 right now. They're on the way to being pregame approved. And for those who don't know, here's what it is. If you're pregame approved, you get a slot on the pregame radio mixtape, which is coming out at the end of the year. So as more artists come through and get developed and pregame approved, that makes the mixtape crazy. Also, in the pregame radio 1 year showcase, you guys do get discounted discount and comp tickets for the event. Of course, I keep you guys updated on everything like that, and I'm also. I put you in the running for Pregame Artist of the Year 2011. Pregame Artist of the Year 2011 gets like 3 slots on the Pregame Radio Mixtape. So if you guys get enough votes, H-Square can have 3-4 songs on the Pregame Radio Mixtape that will be circulated via DatPiff.com and Reverb Nation. So we are definitely getting all that stuff underway and in the works and everything like that.
Ta-da.
Yo, shout out to history, bringing back the old school sayings and shit.
That's great.
Yo, I haven't heard Tadal since 88.
Exactly.
But now we're going to get into the topic. Well, one of the topics. What defines, and I'm talking in monogamous relationship, not a chick that you're just talking to and you beat on the side and then you got this shit. I'm talking man, woman, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, whatever it is. I want, because we got to clarify on both the male end and the female end. What really clarifies as cheating? All right, because I got people, you know, they got their situation with their lady or their gentleman or whatever. Now, he can go to the strip club, not get no lap dance, just go there, be with his boys. You know, buy a couple of drinks, throw some signals on the stage. Not to the last thing, not coming in any contact with a dancer there. But if his lady find out, oh, he's cheating on me. Or even a female, she'll go to work and there's dudes that work at her place. You know, and they go, hey, good job. I appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate you. You know, her dude may see that text message from her boss or that email, oh, you fucking your boss. So I want to try to color in some of these margins here on pregame radio tonight. And since we got H Squared, you know, we got Prince Hill, we got the slick, suave motherfucking history. And I call him that because every time I go to an event with this dude, it would be pitch black in there, but he is in there, so Tway's lens, the flash from the camera ain't affecting him, and he's doing the damn thing. So I want to see where everyone has that on that. Like, let's see. I'm going to throw it out there. Lady Steele, what pretty much defines for you, what is the bold and red standout flag on the play signs of cheating for you?
Dishonesty, point blank period, deceptive behavior. Cheating is defined by the relationship with people within the relationship. I mean, you guys have to define where that line is crossed. But ultimately, it's your dishonesty that is a red flag. And it may not be you telling me a bold-faced lie. It may be you acting different because you're trying to cover something up, or you choosing to hide a situation and it's coming out in other things that you do.
Okay, so let me ask you. You're in a situation with a guy, and say one of his friends is getting married, or one of his friends got a promotion or something, and they want to go to a strip joint to celebrate. Now, your man tells you, he's like, hey, me and the guy, we're going to such and such strip club after work. Now, he goes, he doesn't get no lap dances, he comes in no contact with females. But, of course, he may come home, he got that essence, the smell of a strip club on him. Are you going to think he's cheating on you? Do you think he made it with a stripper?
Well, no. Any guy that I deal with, one, can go to a strip club. I go to them myself. Two, you're going to get that on you whether you want to or not. That
yeah, isn't, I can
like,
that, but...
That's not how I roll. So.
Hold on. Before you go, we got Leak. Leak, what's good?
Yeah, what's good? My fault. I was, kind of work. Something happened.
I know you're doing
your
thing at work. That's why, we back here checking in on you and all that. So, I got some of my ladies still. Keep going, please.
However, with me, whereas if you know that I'm cool with you going out to the strip club, and you could go and we could go together, you could go with your boys, and, you have the freedom to enjoy yourself. I'm not telling you to go and fuck her, but I'm telling you to go and have a good time. You know, what is the point of just sitting there and knocking a couple back? You could do that in a bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you go to that strip club, you know that I gave you, the freedom. I'm okay with that. And you do something extra on top of that. That is where you intentionally decided to be deceitful. Because
okay.
I'm not going to question you when you come back in the house or anything like that. However, if you did do anything fucked up, it may not come out that night, but it will come out because you did dirt probably around your boys and everything always comes out.
So, what are your thoughts on that?
I don't have a problem with that strip club thing either. I've been to a couple with Boucher, a couple of other my friends or what have you. So, that's really no big deal. And I think the issue comes in with people being secure with themselves. If you don't have any confidence in yourself, or you're an insecure person, then little things like your significant other's boss giving them a compliment, or little things like that, for you to even consider that to be cheating just goes to show that's your train of thought. That's how you think. That's probably what you would do. So, once again, it goes into whether that person is secure enough with you and how you move, and you're secure enough with them and how they move.
Okay, that's what it is. Chance, please let us know what you feel on it.
Well, I definitely don't think strip clubs are cheating, and I think it's relationship specific. It depends on the people. And it's some relationships don't allow what others do. So it really depends on who you're with.
Okay. I'm going to ask this question for the ladies. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to flip right to A squared and then get into the couple of these walk from there joints. Okay. Your man is in a position of power, manager, supervisor, whatever it is. And there's a something younger. What can I say? A cute little thing, I should say. A cute little thing, you know. And she's in the office doing her job, whatever. Of course, you know about her. And then next thing you know, there's a company mixer that comes about. Are you going to be threatened or even worried? Yeah, I said company mixer.
Okay. Yeah, Cordy,
you know, that's the McGrath way, like, you know, a company party. Y'all don't know what it is.
Okay.
Like a company party. You know, like, you know, like I said, you know, your man's in the position of so he has to be there. And then that cute little intern, hot young thing, whatever, she's also going to be there.
But why do we have to be? I'm sorry.
Wait, now, do you feel threatened, or do you feel nervous? You feel like, oh, this is going to be there. You feel like I got to go to show her up, or how do you feel? Now, why y'all marinating on that? H-squared, fellas, you guys are artists, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you go different shows and shit like that. I don't know if any of you guys are involved, but say you go somewhere and, you know, y'all do a show, end of the night, you go to the hotel room, you're just trying to crash, but this short is in your hotel room. Now, is that, hey, it comes to the territory of being an artist, or... Nah, I gotta keep true to my lady. I'm not gonna leave on a lady. You gotta leave. What are y'all doing?
It comes with the turrets. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Because
I feel
that wasn't
like,
even Lady Steel.
I feel like all of the artists do it anyway, so that's to be expected. You either
now, see, that's just assumption right there.
I need to apologize because that was not me.
I'm sorry, Lady Steel. Yeah. Like, you know, we asking the art, like I said, priesthood, history.
I'm sorry.
You guys, maybe, I don't know if you guys know about, you know what I'm saying? I'm not into that's the personal business on air. But, you know, you guys do a show staying in, I don't know, Atlanta.
We did
you
a show in
your hotel room. Now, you guys may not have something special at home. Guys, get in. There's a couple of ladies in your hotel room. But you're in a relationship. What are you doing?
It really depends. Because if it's just one chick, I'm going to know what she want to do. And, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to be a double D. Not trying to be a dirty dick. So, you know, I'm probably going to be like, yo, you want to go outside? You know, get some fresh air. You know, I'm going to try very hard not to do it. God knows I might be under the influence of something might happen.
He'll make an excuse if
you
want. He's getting popped off.
I'm not saying I won't get no head or nothing. But,
oh, that's a disclaimer.
But, no, I'm just playing. But
he won't talk, but he may get head.
If
he's getting
topped
off.
That's a technicality. But it's like, yo, usually it's a group of us, right? So if there's going to be a group of us guys, then there's most likely going to be a group of girls. And we love to party, so we'll be chilling, drinking, doing whatever.
Trains.
But it's not if it's going to be an if it's a sex route. If it does,
okay.
It does, but it's not intended for the whole crew to do that.
Uh-huh.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get into the next. Hold on. Save the question because, matter of fact, if you're listening via internet, call in now, 347-857-4302, because I got a feeling this show may be extended a few minutes. And
wow.
If you're listening live, you already know at 1 o'clock the stream ends. So call in now, 347-857-4302. Because like I said, this topic may get heated, may get, you know, a little some. But, of course, it's a pregame homecoming spectacular. We got 8 squared in the building, so I'm kind of prepared for
it.
Um, But Matt, like, let's do this. Bounce, come on. Let's tell us about that. This is the third song in the A Squared audition showcase to make sure they create the group, because we're still blasting off the world from this. I'm still doing that.
I think she might like this one.
Tell us about this Bounce, Come On.
Bounce, Come On was a beat that I had ever since 2001. It was one of the first beats I ever made on Fruity Loops. I offered it to so many people. I shopped it out to labels. Nobody wanted it. So I was like, you know what? It's now 2009, and 8-Squared is just starting out, and I'm like, yo, we're going to kill this one. So I wrote the hook to it, went in, did my verse, it's me, his verse, put it out there. It's a song that you could work out to, you could hump to, you could be in the club sweating to. It's a dope track, and a lot of people like it. So it's been doing good for us.
All right, so it is. Call us at 347-857-4302. We got the Sway presidents, Sway generals at arms, all that good stuff. History pushing in the building on pregame radio, swaving it out. Like I said, we may be rocking a little bit extra, so if you're listening online, call us up 347-857-4302, because at 1 o'clock, if you're not tuned in, you're going to be locked out there. You're not going to be sending me cuss messages on Facebook. You're not going to be sending them to Lee Steele. Yo, if anybody got a problem with pregame radio, if we did something wrong, we didn't get you on air, come to me. Don't come to my staff. I hate that. Don't come to my admins. Come to me directly. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, just how that, yo, you ain't getting me on the air, none of that. Let me know. So therefore I can rectify it, because my admins, especially Lady Steel and Eb, they come out claws out. You know, they come out ready to shred shit up. And they hate to do it when it's unnecessary. So if you're mad at me because I didn't get you on air, holler at me. And if I didn't play the song that you wanted to hear, holler at me. Don't holler at my staff. Don't fuck with my admins. Don't fuck with my staff. But we're going to get into it. Like I said, Bounce, Come On, 8-Squared is in the building. We're doing the damn thing on pregame radio, and we'll be right back in a second.
Come on in, bounce, come on in, bounce, come on in, bounce, come on in, bounce.
get it popping in the club, and you know this. Standing on the couch like H Square owners. That waist got me dizzy off the motion. Bottle after bottle popping like explosives.
Sip, 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 getting drunk off the ether. Puff, puff, pears, and she looking like a cheaper. Wind them all up and watch them go. Bounce.
We got them in the building, personhood, history. Yo, I'm going to tell you this much, because I just got a text message on my joint from my mom, and she said, that track, Bounce, Come On, that's something she could work out to.
So she gotta
get that going while she on the trailer. So shout out to my mom. And y'all already know I love my mom. It is what it is. I mean, sons love their mothers. But, so far, I'm going to count that. That's a thumbs up for A-Squared on the Bounce, Come On.
Sweet.
Lady Steele, what you feel on it?
It was catchy. I mean, the beat and the hook, I was kind of zoned out with the lyrics, but it was catchy.
So is that a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
I can give it a thumbs up.
Okay, we got a thumbs up. Let's see. So that's two thumbs up right there. Matter of fact, here's what I'm gonna do. 1641.
What's the Swayze B,
Swayze G? Oh, shit. What's the Swayze B, Mama? Who this?
This is B Mac representing Swaziland Entertainment, Brooklyn.
B-Mac,
stand up.
Wow, Swaziland is in the building today.
Yeah,
like, you know,
I just wanted to make
like
a request.
It's the pregame homecoming, so I'm real amped about this now. So we got A Square bringing it in. Sweetie, let me know what are you trying to hear. If I got it, I'll play it for you, no doubt. But let me know.
Since we were on the topic of cheating, I wanted to hear A Square Deuces remix. I think it's the hottest remix for Deuces, and Chris Brown should have listened to it.
Here's what's gonna happen. If all of those tally up and pregame radio makes A Square pregame approved, you will definitely hear it on the next show because I didn't get it in this package.
Okay.
So you know that's my you know I guess that's matter of fact no. A Square is amazing with pounds. You need your ass, but y'all ain't send me the Deuces remix.
Yeah, I'm going to get on them for that one.
Yeah, they don't send it to me, but as long as they're pregame approved, you will hear it.
Got it.
All right, and so far, they on their way on it. But since we are talking on screen, you are a female. What are your thoughts? I should be quiet.
Hello?
Yes, what are your thoughts on like if you with your dude, right? What are your guidelines? What do you consider she like? He goes to the strip club and shows you drops like a high, he puts $5 on the stage. Is that him cheating?
No, but cheating is anything he can't do in front of me. We could go to the strip club together. He could put $5, whatever, but that's the furthest it's going. Anything he can't do in front of me, that's a cheater.
Okay, so if he can't do any TFAs, actually, you know what? I respect that. Because your lady, that's supposed to be the person who, above all else, loves you for who you are, not what you do or what profession you have. She loves you for you. So if you can't do something in front of her, I agree with her. That definitely counts as cheating. Sweetie, please tell me your name again.
V-Mac.
V-Mac. Let me know, are you on Twitter, Facebook? Because I know you're somewhere. You're somewhere in the social networking circle.
I'm on Twitter.
This is your time. This is your time. Put it out there. Put your at name out there. Let's get you
it's
followers.
It's at Cupcake. K-U-P-K-A-Q-U-E. And if you follow 8 Squared Music on Twitter, you could follow Cupcake.
Like, I'm saying, why you got to be all difficult? Like, you got K's and Q's and shit? I'm saying. First of all, girl, but follow me. I'm at Brooklyn Black, and I do follow back. If you check my numbers, you see I follow back a good majority of people that follow me. So definitely follow me and follow the show, pregame_radio. And just for the record, the last joint, thumbs up, right?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. That's what it is.
I was bouncing. Come on, almost lost my breath.
H Squared, y'all gotta send me two things. One, y'all gotta send me a promo drop, and plus, y'all gotta send me that sound bite with the Suede Gang. I need that.
That is.
Suede.
I need that. But let's get back to the people. Chance, what did you think on the last joint? Did you like it?
I did. I give it a thumbs up.
That's a thumbs up. So, we only got two thumbs up. That's what it is. So pretty much, I'm going to be unofficial and say I just want to get everyone up on the second just so we can make it official. H Squared is, of course, Free Game of Fool. So come shout out to them.
Thank you. I like to thank mom.
To the
my mama.
They did it, but let's see what, Lady Still, is that a thumbs up or thumbs down for you?
I told you a thumbs up.
Okay, I had to double check. You know, we had a lot of commotion just now. I had to double check.
Okay.
Ed, what do you think?
Thank you to all the Swaves and Swaves.
Now you want to ask me what I think. Why you saved me for last, son? Why you saved me for last?
You're not last, though.
I actually like that song. It was real, like I said, I saw
a lot of
drunk chicks at the club trying to bounce their ass and shit. It was a fun song. I actually liked
it. Okay.
Leek, what you think on that, Leek? I'm feeling that joint. I ain't even going to front. Honestly, I know they did a show when Preet on them performed. I'm not sure if they performed that, but I heard a couple of their music. But that for some reason, that song, like, once the beat played, it automatically clicked. Like, I heard this shit. Yo, this shit tough. Like, I can really get my little fake two-step on the club to that, you know?
Okay. And before we get any further, because the people listening online, y'all got about 30 seconds. Call us up, 347-857-4302. We still got two new world premieres from H Squared that I got to blast off for the newly appointed pregame approved artist, H Squared. So, of course, like I said, y'all know he's on the pregame radio mixtape, and they get, you know, they're in on the showcase and all of that good stuff. So,
yo, play the shit, man.
We're gonna do a ladies' night in March. Like I said, we're gonna do a ladies' night in March. If we can get H Squared on the check in for the March ladies' night, that'd be what's up.
I'm just throwing it out there.
But just for formality's sake, one more person, Miss Blue. What did you think of the last H Squared joint?
Oh, I love it. I loved it. It was good. It actually was very original, and I think that's what really got me. It's not something typically that you hear. It really to me, kind of defined who they are in their sound. I heard the story about him making the beat and trying to sell the beat. To me, that gave the originality to it. It sounded very original.
That it was. Thank
you. Yeah, I like that.
And here's what I'm going to do. H-Squared, like I said, y'all already know, we got two world premieres from y'all. So I'm going to let you pick the first one.
Dime a dozen, I can easily pull out 9-1. You could do the math, then square it off. Everything we spit is twice as thick, so prepare to call. Shorty digging, I can tell cause she's swinging. Sitting on top of the couch, a nigga kingin'. Bottle to the dome, bottle in the upper hand. Pouring her a drink cause she acting all feminine. You ain't with us, you might as well be alone, mommy. Cause anybody besides us is nobody.
Tell me who you with, you wanna line all night. We VIP, getting bottles of his own now.
Fresh off the 9 to
Honeybee is 69. Clubs pack no line. The goal's to get inside. You're patrolling your future. Get rid of those guys. Dudes get grounded. Lanes never fly. They ask who? You say we did it. Lean like my fit is better than whoever you get. Who black label chill? What you call space, we call ace. Been repping H squares. High on hate. Bottles on deck. Behind home plate. Shorty at home. Basey and about face. Need to know what you know. And if there's moves to make. Ain't about nothing except where we at the next day. My place, your place. Hotel, that's it. Your face, my face. No clothes, petty. Anywhere. You ride, I'm on. You love, I join. Tell me who you with.
When we turn the lights low.
Tell me who you with. You wanna line all night. We VIP getting bottle service all night. Who you with? Ladies in here. And they all on me. I love
and
the
then
girl
I.
Who you with? Juice on deck. Grey juice and rose.
They
all night.
Yeah, we back swaving it up with the Swave Gang. Yeah, right. Oh man, I so need that soundbite. I need that track. But it's all really good. We got H Squared in the building, holding down with us. H Squared, man, what's good, man? A-Squared,
the
history, what's good?
Yo, ain't nothing,
yeah,
man. We just swaving it out, man.
Just swaving it out. That's, you know, we just here coasting, chilling. It's pregame radio extended. Hopefully people who was listening via PC, they called in, they tuned in. Because the call room is crazy right now. And, of course, we got Lady Still live on the check-in, as always.
Yeah. Lady Still.
We got Ab on, in the building.
Hey,
yeah. You know, and we got our special guest host, our special guest judges. We got Chance calling out of Brooklyn.
What up? What up?
We got Malik repping TGO. Yeah, everybody know TGO is in the building. Where TGO is at? Pregame Radio is at. So big shout out to them.
Sway.
You still here with us?
Yeah.
And we got Ms. Blue representing the Remix family, Remix Radio, Fridays and Sunday nights on Fly Talk Radio. We're doing the damn thing. So we all here. Can I get a clear consensus, a clear count on the who you would join? I loved it, but I'm trying to fall back, not use my addictive power. But I love that. What did you think on it?
Use your executive.
No, I'm not going to. Ev, what did you think on it, Ev?
Yeah, all right, son. I like it. What I will say, though, to the fellas, one thing about your music is that it's very original. With all three of your songs, well, this would be in the fourth one, but all your songs and music is very original. It's just, for me, at times, the music and the lyrics, the way it was done, it just wasn't matching up. So it's not that I didn't like it, it's just I didn't like maybe how it was engineered or how it was mixed or however you want to put it. But I will say this about all your tracks, the music has been original. It hasn't been like anything that I've been hearing lately.
You swear that. All right. And like I said before, Ebs don't like nothing. So the fact that she likes it,
it's not that I don't like nothing. It's just that I don't sugarcoat it.
You don't like nothing,
believe,
nigga. Come on, let's be
no,
clear. You don't
I
like nothing.
The artists, I believe artists want honest opinions. That's what helps them grow, for people to give honest opinions. That's why you have so many bad lovers in the world, because people don't want to be honest about what the fuck is going on. All right.
Bad
right.
What?
Right.
That's
lovers.
Horrible lovers.
Bad people who give
Wait.
Out the sex.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Got it? You understand now?
I didn't hear you, Mom.
People who don't get, exactly, bad people who give out the sex and it's not good, you know, that's why there's a whole lot of those, because people
that's
are all
why there's cheating. That's
what
like that was,
yeah, right.
That was the topic.
Okay, instead of just being
you
honest,
be
like,
it.
No.
Like, yo, fellas, if Shorty ain't doing the
what?
Thing right, you got to tell her.
Tell her.
If she's not handling it the right way, you got to tell her.
Right.
That's the only way she can get better. Like, come on,
help me to
real,
help
bro.
You.
Yeah.
And if
man,
people don't understand, if they don't understand what you say, and then sometimes you got to show them. This is what I'm talking about. You understand?
Take charge, huh?
And throw it up on old flicker. Like, yeah, hold yourself my shit like that. Like,
all right, now you got to take it somewhere else.
Yeah, I just asked
it
for a second. I'm sorry, but
wow.
Yeah. So what did you feel on that last joint right there? Did you like it?
I did.
Okay. Chance, you liked it, right?
I did. It kind of reminded me in my own world of the A-Train to Harlem, like that whole ride. That's just something personal, but I liked it because when I think of when I used to work in Harlem and I had to take the A-Train, it was a very nostalgic experience. And so, yeah, I liked it.
So that's
yo, the
so way
you word things, it just makes it more exciting.
So that's the song that could take you back, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, so that's what it is, and we come to that point in time, like I said, I did extend it a little bit, but it is what it is. It is Saturday. People got stuff to do, especially A-Squared.
No,
you know, they're all over the place. Before we wrap stuff up, Return History, please let the people know how they can get in contact with you, where they can hear you at, and everything.
Yeah, first and foremost, asquaredmusic.com. asquaredmusic.com is where you can go and get all our info. Follow us on Twitter, at Princehood, at History Him, at Cupcake, at Punch Loke, at Hooker Guy 718. It's all about that Swave game. And we do have our second project, our new mixtape, which is more like an album, The Year of the Swave, that is dropping March 25th, hopefully. And
March 25th is pregame staff member Evan's birthday, and we're going to have a big-ass celebration for it. It's
well,
already in the works. So March 25th,
you.
Mark it on your calendar. Mark it on the calendar.
Party is April
30th. It's Evan's birthday. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
She turns 25.
There,
you know, so that's how we're doing it.
That's okay.
But keep going, right?
Mm-hmm. Yo, but also, most definitely check that album out. And Shorty, yes, these are pre-mix songs, so probably don't sound right now, but once that mixtape comes out, it will be on point. The Year of the Swave, executive produced by me, some producers on there, Brainstorm, and we also got All Around the Productions. We also got Young LA from the West Coast. Buck Rogers is on there. Young Lay, Deuce the Privilege. We got hits, man. We got hits, man.
Just for clarity, because I am going to look for you guys, can you spell the Sway for me? How do you guys spell it?
Wave. It is S W A V E, short for Swaver.
Okay. Okay.
Swaver, dang. I'm sorry, I just had to do that. But big shout out to the A Squid. For those who don't know, they were definitely a candidate for Pregame Artist of the Year 2010, and it was a real close margin. Them and for them to be a duo and to get that many votes, it shows in account how much the, how shall I say, the Swave epidemic is taking.
Swave
G. So all I do is put H squared and then I got all these extra, I got all these crazy votes. And straight up, you guys got beat up by one vote.
Wow. It's all good, man.
You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy. So, of course, now A-Squared is pregame approved artist. So you definitely look out for them for the pregame radio mixtape. Big shout-out to Biz Blue, Ebb, Lady Steel. Before we get out of here, Chance, please tell people. That fact, for those who don't know, Chance is on Twitter. She is at LadyChance7. That's C-H-A-N-T-Z, the number 7.
Wait, I don't even go on Twitter like that.
going to it like that because I haven't shown her how to do it.
Yeah, so I don't want to mislead people. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not going to answer because I'm not really.
Well, listen, if you follow her, she will follow back eventually.
Yeah.
If you follow her, she will follow back eventually.
Oh,
and
okay.
that's how we can say it there. Please tell the people how they can reach you, Ev.
Okay, you can reach me at 347. No, I'm joking. You can reach me on Facebook. I am Ebony Ahaza Smoker, AhaiSmoka. You can reach me on Twitter, Eb Ahaza Smoker. You could just go to any one of Black's profiles, and I guarantee you I'm up there with a comment, his number one friend or his top 10 or something to that effect. That's how you can check.
So, that's definitely what it is. Hood History, please get your info out there because I'm about to have y'all go to the top of the dome in 45 seconds.
Yeah, you can definitely reach me on that Twitter, at History, H-I-M. You can hit us on that Facebook. Everything is H-Squared Music. And like the Sway Brother said before, H-SquaredMusic.com. Anything you need is right there. But definitely hit me on that Twitter because I swave that Twitter heavy.
Yeah, see, Sway's on the Twitter heavy. Like, I push over the Twitter and I got an RT from History. Ta-dow. You know what I mean? So, it is what it is. Hood, tell the people how to get in contact with you, man.
Yeah, you already know the same, www.hsquaredmusic.com, Facebook, hsquaredmusic, Google Swaveland Entertainment, that's a new label. You're going to be hearing a lot from us. We're going into movies and such. At Prince Hood, PrinceHood. If you need to email us, info@hsquaredmusic.com, everything is on the .com. Hit us up on Django, hit us up on MySpace, Facebook, H-Squared Music again.
It's just H-Squared Music, that's all it is. So like I said, big shout out to y'all. excuse me.
Shout out to Black Man.
Yo, listen, I've been rocking with H-Squared for a minute.
I've been on
the Sway Pandemic, and for those who don't know, you know, Prince Hood almost fought me at a showcase because she thought I looked like some nigga from LG.
What?
Yes, April will kick my ass outside of a club because she thought I was some nigga from LG, but it's all well and good. Now, I mean, we getting it popping. It's just A-Squared, and you guys have brought in the whole pre-game homecoming thing. I want to thank y'all like 1,000 times. You know what I mean? If I had the time to do it, I would thank you exactly 1,000 times. But you guys, of course, pre-game approved, and we'll get all the all the finalities and all that stuff situated, all that later. Lady Steele, where you at?
I'm here.
So some people, how to get in contact with you? You know. The Lady Steele blog, Lady Steele on Facebook, and everything like that. How can we do that?
Facebook.com/LadySteele0730, and Twitter is @LadySteele. The blog right now is LadySteele013.wordpress.com, and the website is under construction, but it's www.RancisSteele.com. Twitter is @LadySteele. And I'm sorry, I'm, like, so bad tonight, but I'm on, like, steroids and Benadryl and a whole bunch of different meds, so.
You're on steroids? What the fuck? Yeah, you get this flowing.
You living that life.
You're
on steroids now.
Hey.
Oh,
steroids
now, but still, I want to give a big shout-out to, like I said, to the newly appointed CGM approved artist, A-Squared, Prince Hood in History.
I want to give a shout out. A shout out to Brooklyn Black and the Pregame Radio, all the admins. I definitely want to give a special shout out to the GTO crew for coming through last week for Ladies Night and going back and forth with us. We had a ball with you fellas. It was nice.
Big shout out to
you. See y'all again next month. We want all the fellas to call for Ladies Night. Don't forget Ladies Night in March coming up. fellas, we need y'all to call. And sis, we need y'all too. Y'all female rappers out there, y'all be getting it in. We need y'all to come on, send your music in
to
pregame radio, pregameradio.com.
Come on,
y'all.
Get
up
there. All you female artists out, I'm calling y'all out. And, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we vibe with Miss New Shoes, you know what I mean? But we need some more. I want female artists on the pregame radio mixtape. Is that too hard to ask?
Up.
I want female artists on the pregame radio mixtape. Now, I know A Squared, I know y'all got some females. Send them this way. Like, history the stature, his fame. I know he got some female artists.
I mean, you never know. We don't tell you to say something,
you know, we're trying to get it popular. Like I said, I want female artists on the pregame radio mixtape. That's what we're doing. But I won't hold anyone back. I won't, without any further ado. Check us out next week, Friday night, 11 p.m. Of course, y'all know we're going to pop in pregame radio. Your boy, Brooklyn Black, Ebony, Lady Steel, Tasha B, wherever she comes back, she'll be in the cycle.
Yeah,
peace
to Tasha B. Peace to Ms. Blue for calling in. Check us out.
The check-in. All the Abbas was on the check-in. Lady Steel, Ab, Chance, Primo, OTM is in the building. RJ Steel done held it down. Putty Pod, thank you for calling in. And everyone else who shuts down with us. You know what I mean? Because this is something that started from a hobby, and now it's a job. You know what I'm saying? So I want to thank all of y'all for making that jump with me and for rocking with me. Without further ado.
And get that deuces premix. Get that deuces remix to us. We wanna put that up too. We wanna showcase that.
Yo, her, send me that remix like right now. I'm sending that to Black right now.
All right, that's what do that.
We're gonna do that. But before we go, as y'all know, I ain't gonna leave out without something. We got A Squared History, Priesthood. They're gonna give y'all both. We got 2 minutes off the dome, unwritten. Freestyle going on right now.
Oh, shit.
Turn your radios up. Turn your computers up and all that good shit. As a matter of fact, y'all already know, Brooklyn Black don't run. Brooklyn Black is not an artist. I'm just a fan of the art.
Keep the day going.
So, it is what it is. You know we about to do this. Ended up with the freestyle cipher. You know we about to get real hype and get it going. Booker Black, A Squared, Swayed Gang in the back, and we chilling. You know how we do. I'm gonna give it back to Prince Hood, and that's it.
Oh, you whack, son.
I'm whacking like a motherfucker. I'm whacking like a white boy from the suburbs. It's all really good. That was dope.
From Nyack.
Now, I've heard white boys where that wasn't as whack as that was.
Hey. Yeah, well, you know, I didn't
morning.
Rhyme. You know, it
good morning.
It is what it is. I don't rhyme. Yeah, I know that. I'm just a fan of the hip-hop. But
here we go, Swave.
Here we go. Swave, let's get it.
All right. I'm in casinos with D Nevro, Swavademic. I got cases in each bevel. Quarantine, EDI mean, got 6 wives in a hut. Chick cut like a smut, I hear she like it in the butt. Whoa, stay sharp in the HD. I'm too swaved up, don't call me wavy. Traveling man, so you know I'm never ever home. Hit me on that sway phone, Blackberry Global phone. Listen. Like Swave? All right, let me go a little harder.
Yeah, I like that case every
bourbon. I like it too.
That's what's up. Go ahead.
You said that you like it as a butt. Is that what you said?
Well, yeah, you said
no.
You got cases in every bourbon. I like that.
Oh, okay. I was like, we got a party.
I was doing that again.
All right, yeah. Everybody asks how the fuck we get out
dough, bumping crack in our whips, moving up the block slow. So we got a lot from the belt to Southern State, up and down the 9-5, niggas watching our plates. Bangers banging out these DJs' crates. We getting play from the Sunshine Empire State, and they hating. Plus, I know they going irate because they ain't eating and they can't scrape our plates. See, the problem is y'all niggas acting like Ridermans. Go see Jacob and learn what time it is. I know a nigga went to school with the llama kid, drive by in the hood, pop his spine, lost his limbs. I spit that crack and hell that. I kicked that shit, you smell that, we'll step the hell back. Your shit stale black, cause you a frail cat. I hear you sweet in the hood, just like a girl's cat. I'm searching for oysters, but where them pearls at? You still in high school getting them referrals, black, listen, detention time. See, when I rhyme, I'll be on my grind, looking for that limelight. Fuck it, I want that shit that shine bright. Watch on the left, let the diamond shine bright. Matching bracelet to make sure my time's right. Platinum grill, I spit bars in blind sights. No offense to black when I was saying black, though.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's from Ab. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's hear it, man.
Yeah. Since a young Swave, I was destined for the limelight. Time is of the essence, so I got my grind right. No time like the present. Check your watch. My time, right? Girls wink when they see me. Haters squint because I shine bright. Regular day, regular Swave, counting for loose. That's Arabic for money. I can say that I'm the truth. I Swave every day. You can tell I got the juice. Like I'm the one who threw Bishop off that motherfucking roof. Shame on you fools. Play the game wrong. You dudes thinking that you running something when them Swaves coming through? Oh, you didn't know, huh? You dealing with some Swave G's. Young, fresh, Swaved up version of the A-team. You should put on a jersey because I'm here to ball. You should put on a parachute because you're here to fall. You don't want it with the Swave because I see you soft. I got your bluff in my phone under recent calls. And my dick got your bitch doing tricks like a somersault globetrotter because she get my team involved.
All right, I'm gonna... Straight up, you don't have to answer because he's always fucking some next chick's bitch. Always getting some next chick's bitch. If you don't know, what's the track? I Want It All, Deuce to Put a Feature H-Squared, and he goes, yeah, lady's going down a history, so she's probably pissed at me. So he's always taking somebody's girl. So fuck Trey Songz. History is a.k.a. Mr. Steal Your Girl. So of course we're going to do it like that. But we're going to roll up out of here, and I'm going to let you guys go to the TVO track. This is the show. We done by Fredo, Franco Bravo, and here's how we're doing the pregame radio. Tune in to us next week, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. And that's how it is. It's pregame radio, and we'll be back next week. Be safe, wrap your tool, ladies, protect the clam, and it is what it is. We'll be back next week. Peace.
Trafficking, street dope, I got us. Excuse me, homie, no matter of fact, excuse you. This the classic Harlem shit, something to get used to. I get money and yes, I get fresh too. TGO, the new version of the Get Fresh crew. And it's nothing new, yeah, my money been stacking up. Walk in the club, pop a bottle, girls backing up. You had your run, now you're done, nigga, pack it up. We don't chase money, nah, money chased after us. That's what's up, yeah, dogs, I'm about my money, man. Take it back, do the wild border, running main. Niggas like free throw, you going crazy. Fuck your niggas thought, I was born in the 80s. Product of the hood, Harlem streets unraised. When you get caught with the work, you still fuck you pay me. If it's not a CG, now you ain't gon' play me. TGO is the army, better yet, we the Navy. I style with no effort just to stay in for the record. You ain't gotta like it, but I guarantee you will respect it. Closing ace to what was covering the necklace. Gotta thank the Lord for swag, something I was blessed with.
6 minutes, 6 minutes, 6 minutes.
Freak
so
you're on, up, up, on, up, up, on.
Real, 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 real.
Let's go 80s on the mean and take it back to Rams. Red saw blue jacket, courtesy of Dapper Dan. You ain't know I get busy, better action, man. Trying to get money now, that sounds like a plan. I could take a brick of some pure cocaine, turn it into four finger rings and a rope chain. 40 below boots on, you're not hot, you're lukewarm. My team on steroids, in other words, we too strong. Coming out of Harlem front on who I beg your pardon. You ain't good for nada, bet your father wish you used a condom. I'm just here to get money, you can have a start on this shit so easy. Why? Cause I'm a fucking problem.
Hey yo, Track Boys, this possibly be the biggest remix ever. Let's go! Track Boys!
Everybody, 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 everybody. tripping off how we talk. He found a plug, said his jam was Louis V. Took him on the east side, he fell in love with Sanya B. Thug kept him laughing, homie fast kept him blowing. My little brother knew, knew, say, hey, Lee, where you going? I say,
I'ma hit the flow and act a hat. I'ma hit the flow and act a hat. I'ma hit the flow and act a hat.
Club Karma long lines, I'm walking past Kiwan with the lunatic. Bottle service is super fast. Hit the flow and act the ass. Moscato bottles and a glass. I'm in lime green, everything. So she had to ask, are you Kiwano for dying? I'm Mr. Trooper. I really love to hug you and squeeze you, but my boo hurt. My big friend love you, I say shit, we take her through her. Got Future, Holla, UV, Sag, and a crew her. Top down music, a rolling by throwing deuces up. Everybody getting it, bro. What you make excuses for? Everybody got those. What you call them excuses for? You see me logo this big and bright, ain't no confusing us.
I'ma hit the flow and act a hat. I'ma hit the flow and act a hat. I'ma hit the flow and act a hat.
And I'ma act a stone.
We ain't even got a hat. Everybody swing
VIP, we over here at EIP, yep. Surrounded by a couple of sipping on that freaky beat. Yep. It's my off day, drove when Nelly bought me. Probably why they on me and why I can't keep them off me. I'm Murph Dirty, bitch, cleaner than the kitchen floor. The shoes I got on, I call them hoes, tip or so. No, they don't come out, hit the flow and I dumb out. St. Louis don't talk about dumb out. Side to side with my joint out.
Yeah.
Miss a take a down through her. And mama kept saying I'm the man of this new year. And Murphy Lee playing, I'm just saying it's what I do her. A certified lunatic and everything knew her. Just watch it, cuz.
I'ma hit the flow and act a hat. I'ma hit the flow and act a hat. I'ma hit the flow and act a hat.
My jeans fresh from the cleanest man, fitted pocket full of change.
Damn, boy, you clean.
You ain't gotta tell me.
Yeah, yet. I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
Who you looking for?
Who you looking for?
Who you looking for?
The dirty right here.
sip into some meat.
Watch me, I'm pretty gritty, hottest in the city. Be on that other shit when that Obama handy in me. I'm criminally insane, pissing on the 7 train, forever rapping Killer Queen. Got them chopper choppers, cause the block is hottest. Two summers hot enough to cause a power outage. The crowd is shouting GL, few male fans, but a lot of modest females. Lil mama put that pressure on me and made my pipe burst. Write a verse in 7 minutes, that's light work. In that Lambo and my lady friend driving. Cause I'm always drunk and too lazy to get a license. But this year I be sitting in some night. Killing them in that Benz vehicle, a homicide. Yeah, so when you see me act like you don't, that gritty life is the only life that I know.
One thing we don't hear is Baltimore's check-in. I mean, shout out to Baltimore. Baltimore Sun, Big Joe, Bink. Big shout out to everyone that come on the check-in from Baltimore, from Maryland. I want to give y'all a big shout out. I appreciate y'all. Y'all are definitely heavy on the pregame radio check-in. And I'm going to give y'all a big shout out. I do appreciate y'all. And we're going to close out with this.
Rap, I just have to be plain, but since y'all asked for a change, I'm back in the game. My blame is cats way whacking and lame, so I'ma stay attacking the game with flames. So something happened to change, you shouldn't have to be asking his name. His body more, S-O-N, say no more, I shouldn't have to explain. I try to chill where I'm at when I hang, but if you gap in your frame, I'm clapping your game with an accurate aim. You shouldn't act like I'm actually plain, I'm just saying, I show no love since cold blood is trapped in my veins. And it's a shame, lame claim that I'm acting insane. My slick shit is pimp shit, I'm like a Mac with a cane. Take your peeps back where they came. If it's beef on the beach or the street chief, I react with the flame, attacking the game and grabbing the chain, no packaging cane. I'm just the MC, hip hop is trapped in my veins.
2004,
I was in Tokyo, Japan, I'm real
just wrong man. Two CDs and a 12 in my life, I can say I really made real music. I'm making history black, don't overreact. I ain't through, this just a victory lap. Did I mention that? The greatest took a hiatus, even had the haters missing the cat. Now I'm back in the game, doing my damn thing. Yes, I'm a rap fiend, won't stop until my stats change. And I'm a rap king, can't let the lack of fame stay attacking my brains. Not while this passion still trapped in my veins. It's so real, they say I tend to act vain, cause I can rap flames. I tell them that I can't change, rubber won't act strange. Keeps a little dough, but I don't splurge it on jewels. Cut off the brain waves like a pool, allergic to fools. Don't laugh with me, with questions like, who the F is he? Cause when I grip and spit, I do it so recklessly. And yes, I finesse the mic effortlessly. I be the best EMC you ever did see. Gone.
Fast forward to 2010,
man. 10, man.
Live 4, my mission to make history.
History, history.
My brother's legacy.
Legacy.
All the morals, y'all know we all in.
Round.
hip hop.
Rap hip hop. Rap hip hop.
And yes, when you get the chance, hit up Toughwire, TUFFWIRE .ambit.com and find out how to get money taken off your gas, electric bills, and all that good stuff. So definitely check them out. They're big sponsors, big fans of pregame radio. So look into them, see what they're about. And like I said, you'll save some money on your gas and electric bills. Toughwire, TUFFWIRE .ambit.com. So definitely check them out. That's what it is. It's a pregame approved site, and that's just what we're doing. I'm going to give you guys Frito situation, and that's why we're doing ending it out. And that's how we're rocking. Tune in to us next week. You dig?
Tell me why you mad, hun.
Wow.
Perfect nine, good times away the bad one.
Uh-huh.
Music blasting, trying to figure out what happened. Our love story turned into a thriller, Mike Jackson. Mind cloudy, but I try to stay focused.
Uh-huh.
With a sober mind is hopeless,
yeah.
So a nigga keeps smoking.
Yeah.
Who's the dopest?
Me.
You gon' see it.
See.
Listening to your friend's advice and you don't need it. Must I repeat it? They don't want to see you smiling, girl. Or sipping drinks with umbrellas on the island, girl. It's your world, just
yo.
Want the keys to the city. She's so insecure, baby girl is so pretty.
Pretty.
Blame me, oh really? Now it's my fault.
My fault.
We glow alone, but together get our shine on. So stressed that I gotta put my slimes on. But it's over, I can't get my rewind on. Only time will tell what's gonna happen. First you love me, then you hate me. Just like a fatal attraction. No movie on Mike Douglas. You say you hate me, won't you try love me? No, well, I ain't fuck it. I hear you talking, heart buried in the coffin. Another bitch of love to fill the hills that you walk in. That's not a threat, it's a promise, babe. I regret that I tried to change.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Siraj, I got you, boy. OG, I was first with the cane that came in the Kia. Bought my first gold chain with the Rhea. OG had the rain. This around the time it was Dame and Aaliyah. I was in the X. Now I feel I'm in Charlotte's web like North Carolina internet. We here for the salad, don't let her vinaigrette. Block work, CBM, God, some been a threat. It don't depend, I intend to pin it best. Sorry if I offend the rest, but Siraj told me said it. Mirage, bet it. Treat it like a menage and get wedded. Let's shoot around, you regret it. I'll be around for the crashes. Competition can't compete. I'm coming now. Control, alt, delete.
Old girl keep staring, better check your bruh. Cause I heard that she checked the rods. You can hate, but a cloud can't affect a star. I'm so above them all, I just hover. Closet full of Air Force Ones in every color. I'm on my grind so foul, I ain't fair with it. Cause I can hit your town and move Taylor Swift. And you can never Kanye that. God willing, they wishing the guard laid flat. But never that, cause we let the arms play back. No rap, but I be getting my moderate jack. I'm like five cheeks, four style P, three big, two pockets. Got scared when they found me, I shut down.
Yo,
out, the wait's over. I hit him back like big homie, it's the takeover. My bad B got me feeling like the new Hova. The hood on my back, the whole world on my shoulders. I used to move boulders, now I move music. World star Tony got the world moving to it. Top notch goon gang, it's a goon thing. You with a ball swing, worry about the new thing.
Competition, we already won. So close to the NYC, through the tunnels where you wanna see. Just follow the signs, winning off a lot. It takes over.
Count this paper, I could be a fucking banker. STL again, Murphy Lee, don't play with him. Watch what the fuck you say to him, is what the fuck I keep telling him. Don't believe me, you can try me, not a joker. Your hope's a little higher, chances better, playing poker. You see me, it's my label, and St. Louis, where my home at. You hear something, it's popping, best believe Dirty is on that. That new shit, man, we own it, and that old shit, man, we own that. Can't talk about my city, cause St. Louis don't condone that. You thought this shit was over, I'ma show you where you wrong at. Especially when they tell you bring this on back.
Fuck you haters, niggas with them some instigators. Match your boys are killing them with the cardinal cap, me matching gators. Orange low, blue man, shit, I'm like a Florida Gator. Ain't no waiting, no man, no more, I'm not no waiter. Ain't nothing greater, St. Louis niggas, we do it major. Your money tiny, teeny, Fantasia. I salam alaikum, alaikum salam, I got paper. You folding yours, I'm stacking it like a gangbanger. What you mad at? No session cause a lot of anger. A little bit of disrespect can be a lot of danger. Black brim, black hoodie, and yes, a matching burner.
Got a nice ring to it, don't you?
pain. I'm just an MC. Hip hop is trapped in my veins.
2004.
I'm in Tokyo, Japan. I'm real just from. Two CDs in a 12 of my life. I can say I really made real music.
Time spent, time spent.
I love y'all brothers for that, man.
Yeah.
Room man. It's a true fact that I'm making history black. Don't overreact. I ain't through this, just a victory lap. Did I mention that? The greatest took a hiatus. Even had the haters missing the chat. Now I'm back in the game, doing my damn thing. Yes, I'm a rap fiend. Won't stop until my stats change. Yes, I'm a rap king. Can't let the lack of fame stay attacking my brains. Not while this passion still trapped in my veins. It's so real. They say I tend to act vain, cause I can rap flames. I tell them that I can't change. Rubber won't act strange. Keeps a little dough, but I'll splurge it on jewels. Cut off the braids, waves like a pool. Allergic to fools. Don't laugh with me. With questions like, who the F is he? Cause when I grip and spit, I do it so recklessly. And yes, I finesse the mic effortlessly. I be the best EMC you ever did see. Gone.
Fast forward to 2010, man. 10, man.
I'm going to my mission to make history.
History.
And it's all my brother's legacy.
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 All the morals. All the morals.
Y'all know we all is.
Brown.
Eagle.
Eagle.
I got mad love for all my pieces in the game.
Yo, yo, yo. Leap Q.
I'm here to let y'all know that hip hop is not dead.
Anthony.
They just start calling
rap hip hop.
Rap hip hop.
Rap hip hop.
Fuck up, man. I just had to get back in that mind frame, man. Glory be to Swave. This is a song for the Swaveless. Ha ha, you Swaveless ass, man.
Swave up, Swave up. Swave up, Swave up.
You already know.
Swave up, Swave up.
I'm Swave the fuck up.
Swave gang.
Swave up, Swave up.
Throw these niggas, man.
Swave up. Sway
up, sway. What's wrong?
Sway up, sway up.
I'm rhyming how I live it, so it's easy to spit it. You fabricate your life so you be forgetting your written. Put us in the top five, forget the last four. 8 squared, aka what more can you ask for? Sway gang, flying higher than a lair. If you ain't Sway, you probably couldn't breathe around here. Bitches on the Nova, pockets full of posies. Pink bottles everywhere, ring around the roses.